Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Up next, the Hannah Montana Marathon.
Yes!
And for all you fans, the Miley Cyrus Tour is coming.
Ah! Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God!
You're watching Hannah Montana?
Well, yeah, to make fun of it. I mean, look how stupid she is with her clothes and her makeup and that fabulous hair. Will you help me?
All right, fine.
It's a party in Southwest Florida, everybody, and a spectacularly gorgeous day today if you're heading on home down the highway. Thank you so much for tuning in. By the way, somebody said one of the highway from north and southbound from Daniels to Colonial is like a gridlock. Sorry about that, but hopefully you got the radio turned up loud. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. What's going on in there?
What?
Sorry, I didn't think my mic was on. I was mocking Craig.
Why were you mocking me?
I was just, you have the same cadence, and I was copying your cadence. Sorry, I thought my mic was off.
Are you doing like a Craig Sheeman impression behind my back in there?
I honestly wasn't even thinking about it, and I heard it in my headphones, and it's my bad.
Cougar Hunter says he feels a bit effeminate right now, waving his hands and bobbing to his song.
That's what people do. You just let it loose on a Friday. And again, the rule, we allow ourselves to be a little tardy with the rundown on Friday at 5 o'clock.
Otherwise, that's why I was surprised. We didn't last week.
No, last week we were late.
We were?
Yeah, we were late.
We were late last week.
But we allow for it. This is a test, says I jumped in my car the way I like to kick off the weekend, Miley Cyrus. It's just like Fred Flintstone going off with that quarry, the horn and the dinosaur and all that. He's off, ready to go. I appreciate that.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
I used to watch that.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, first one of the day, Hawkeye 90 checking in. Well, Craig, that was an excellent game last night. You guys played a really tough game. Gave us a run for our money, LOL. Well, so far, Iowa has Indiana's number this year in football and basketball.
I thought
Thank
it was
you.
Clint Barton, but not it's soccer. A real Hawkeye. Yeah.
Not soccer.
I took the over, baby. Cha-ching.
We swept Luka Garza and ranked Iowa last year. There were only two quality wins of the year, but I'm good. We gave it away.
Not enough to get in the tournament, huh?
No.
No.
Well.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pipe down over there. First you're mocking me behind my back, now you're ripping on my
NIT. Yes.
After the week I've had, unbelievable. By the way, I want to thank everybody for all the well wishes. As you know, or maybe you don't know, I've been doing the show from home all week. That's why it sounds a little bit different. Came down with the cocoa, a little COVID. I had 7 symptoms all at the same time. I'm down to 3.
That's good.
So trending upward.
Can you name those symptoms in alphabetical order, please?
Not alphabetical. let's see. There were fever, chills, scratchy throat, then sore tonsils, cough, congestion in the sinuses.
You still have your tonsils?
Runny nose. Yeah, I do. Okay. I have all of my body parts.
They can grow back, you know. Occasionally, rarely, they can grow back.
Fake news.
No, they can.
Wisdom teeth? Do you have all your wisdom teeth?
I do not have my wisdom teeth.
Okay, Craig, wrong again.
And I remember we had to take mine were in my they came in sideways. They were coming in sideways.
Yeah.
So they cut open my gums and then they busted them up into little pieces and pulled them out. And I still remember that to this
day.
They
were impacted, as my father would say.
Yeah, your dad was a dentist. He could have done this
in his sleep. Yeah, but it can be bad, painful, and it doesn't matter who your dentist is, a oral surgeon. About 90% of the time you got to go back cuz there's a usually get some sort of infection where it has to be drained.
Oh, that did not happen.
No, that's good.
I was lucky. They put me on a gas. I remember that. I wasn't out totally because I felt the grinding. Anyway.
It is possible for tonsils, by the way, to partially grow back, as it happened with George Costanza when he thought he had a heart attack.
Oh. Do you have your tonsils removed?
No, I didn't. My sister did. I didn't. I didn't get a chance.
Chris, did you have tonsils removed?
No, I still got mine.
Okay.
But adults can get tonsil. It's rare, right, for adults to get it, but you can't get it.
Mine work.
I don't really know what they do. They're like glands. I know they swell up every time I get sick. Probably should have had them removed. I don't know. But anyway, enough about me.
Yeah.
We got a rundown to do.
Mm-hmm.
Raider Mike is chomping at the bit to talk Raider football.
Tonsils stop germs, by the way, entering the body through the mouth or the nose.
That's why you're always so sick.
But I have them. They should be stopping.
I thought you said you had them removed. My bad. I misunderstood.
I have not
you.
Been. I'm before I got this COVID. This is the healthiest 2-year stretch I've ever had in my life. I did not have so much as a sniffle, a cold, an allergy, nothing for 2 years because we're all, you know, social distancing.
You know what this sounds like? Sounds like 2007, 17-0, and then losing 17-14 and some stupid catch.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
No, I'm just saying it sounds a lot like your perfect record, and then all of a sudden.
Craig, he always brings it back to the Patriots.
It's always the Patriots.
It's always the Patriots.
Like somehow when Raider Mike comes on in a minute and talks about how the Raiders are going to beat the Bengals, somehow Pete will spin that into the Patriots.
No, I agree with him. We'll I think the Raiders are going to beat
the
Bengals.
The Tuck Rule game's going to come up.
I'm not going to go down that road again because I can bring up Sugar Bear Hamilton and the fake bench right call and –
I'm sorry.
Whatever. I told you, Mark.
It
pained me.
My fault.
Because they killed him in the regular season. But I always like the Raiders, sort of. Because Mark Van Egan lived around the corner from my aunt, backup running back. So he was a good guy. Saw him a lot as a kid.
All right.
Yep.
Like the good old days at 17 minutes past the hour.
Hey!
It's time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
And this SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Naples, featuring the all-new, totally redesigned S-Class. Visit us online at mbnaples.com to reserve yours today. Everblades Hockey is on ESPN Southwest Florida tonight at 6:45. The Blades taking on the Swamp Rabbits in Greenville. Puck drop at 7:05. NBA doubleheader on ESPN tonight that starts at 7:30. Golden State at Chicago concludes at 10 with the Mavs taking on the Grizzlies. The Miami Heat take the floor against the Atlanta Hawks. Tip off there at 7:30. The good week for the Georgia Bulldogs keeps on going. Russell Henley, he's a dog. He sits atop the leaderboard at Wiley. Matt Kuchar, he went to Georgia Tech. Almost had a slip up right there.
Uh-oh. Don't want to do that.
Wow.
Get crushed on this show.
I caught myself.
Good job. Hi, Def says, way to hang in there this week, Craig. Awesome shows, as always. Go Steelers. Very observant texter from Rhode Island. It's like Jerry Seinfeld's non-vomit streak in Seinfeld. Yeah,
look to the cookie.
Look at the black and white cookie. Yeah, didn't
work that time.
I sent you guys that text New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah,
yes,
you did. Yeah.
I have a black and white cookie.
Yeah,
where did you get it? You just don't have those laying around the house. You had to.
Did you go to a bakery?
It was in one of those like assorted cookie boxes that are around during the holidays.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
And
nice.
I've never had a black and white cookie, but it was fine.
It was overrated. It was overrated.
They're very sweet.
It was fine.
They are very sweet.
Every time I get one, they look so delicious, and I'm always disappointed in them. They don't taste that great.
Like
they're
just
kind of blah.
I wasn't mad at myself that I ate it, but I didn't go back and get another.
They're big, too. You don't get
this,
they
this
need
one
to
was
be
smaller.
About half. Really?
Yeah, this one was like a normal cookie size.
Yeah. Detroit Pizza says, back in my day, a Sports Center rundown at 17 after was considered early.
Yeah, for the 20-minute update. That's exactly when back in the day when we all did three updates at top of the hour, 20 and 40.
All right. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
239-337-ESPN. It's time to talk a little Raider Nation. Raider Mike, how are you, sir?
What's up?
Oh, I'm just giddy. Just giddy. This is mind-blowing what this team has gone through. I mean, a contract hit out on their coach. Ruggs killing a young woman. Hobbs getting a DUI.
Yeah.
And Mad Max, the Condor, not getting all pro is a farce. He led the league in pressures. It's a joke to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, this team is dangerous now. And got to congratulate Craig, who's the only one who called the Raiders making the playoffs.
And this That's right. Thank team, you.
Petey. Well, how long ago was that?
A prudent team, Petey. You said it would never work.
Yeah.
He's right.
Is back in July. Yes, he is correct.
I was right. It wasn't working with Gruden.
It's kind of right, Raider Mike.
But I didn't think Bisaccia would come in and hold that thing together. You're absolutely right, Mike. I mean, I'm not going to go back. I think they're going to win. I think they have a great chance to win outright. I think the pass rush that they have.
Defense.
Yeah. 51 sacks on Burrow. They got him.
Jacobs being hurt earlier has really helped us out because now he's hitting. Stride. He is running like just a beast. And he won those three of those four games, him and Carlson with his clutch kicks. Best special teams unit in the NFL right now. And Carr is just on fire. He doesn't have to throw for 400 yards anymore.
Yeah, well, Joey Burrow's on fire, too. But the fact that Burrow's been sacked 51 times, the Raiders, you know, you mentioned Crosby, Yannick Ngakoue, Wright, all those guys, Hankins. You know, I know they got crushed a couple weeks ago, but I throw those numbers out. I don't think they mean a damn thing going into this game.
Nope. Well, you've heard of Elf on the Shelf, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Carr went up to Joey after the game and said, well, now it's Bosa on the sofa. So later, Joey, calling me out, telling me I curl up like a weakling. Check me out. You're sitting on the couch, bro, and we're on our way to the bowl. Mm. Anyway, love the show, guys.
All righty. Have fun.
Enjoy the game, Raider Mike. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next week. I appreciate it.
I think it's going to be a classic.
Bosa on the sofa.
Bosa on the sofa.
I want a shirt. I want to make a shirt.
Paratroopers said, aren't Oreos black and white? Yeah, but this is a different kind of black and white cookie.
Yeah. Come on.
Boot Camp says, will the Saturday NFL games be on our ESPN radio? Yes, they will.
They all will be. The only one where you might miss a little chunk of it is after the Philly-Tampa game. We'll be running the post-game show, so we might get to San Fran and Dallas just a little bit late, but we'll get there. And every game is going to be on ESPN Southwest Florida, starting at 4 o'clock on tomorrow.
Seminole Cheesecake says, hey, guys, do my Eagles have a chance on Sunday? I'll actually be at the game. Fly, Eagles, fly. I would say no. I think Tampa's
I think everybody always has a chance in the NFL. Again, see Indy Jacksonville last week. I think the Eagles cover. Might be a back, but I think they cover. And I don't think Tampa's going to blow them out. I don't.
And the bus says, Cowgirls suck, go Niners. All right, let's go
Real quick, my wife bought Mega Stuff cookie Oreos. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
It's double stuff.
No, it's more than double stuff. It's more than double stuff.
No, I said it's double stuff.
It's too much. Don't you think? It's too much.
Yeah, I didn't think you could put too much cream between the chocolate cookies. You can. Mm-hmm. It's too much. Yeah. It's over the top.
Did you change how you eat them? Because I like to open them up, scrape off the stuff, and eat that, and then eat the cookie part.
Oh, you eat like a child?
I went through three phases.
Yes, yes. I don't just take a sandwich bite out of the cookie.
As an adult, I like the sandwich bite out of the cookie. I've never been a dunker. I don't dunk.
You're crazy.
I'm not a dunker
because I don't like little bits of pulpy stuff in my milk.
I agree.
I exclusively dunk with an Oreo. I will not have a dry Oreo. Won't do it. Can't do it.
Well,
I used to like a nice glass of milk during, but I don't dunk. I don't dunk donuts. I don't dunk anything.
I'm a big dunker.
I'm not a dessert dunker.
Are you really eating ice cream right now?
I'm eating a bowl of ice cream right now. My throat was getting all raspy. So Haagen-Dazs peppermint chocolate bark. Oh.
Haagen-Dazs.
Jeez.
Yeah. Peppermint?
Solid. It was left over from the Christmas stash.
I was going to say, that's a very festive ice cream to be having on.
It's a miracle we had ice cream left over from Christmas because we used to go through it pretty quickly around here when I was eating ice cream.
Any whipped cream or sprinkles or Jimmy's or anything
Sprinkles!
I still love
it. No, just something to coat the little raspy throat there to get through the 5 o'clock hour to Friday. It was either that or crack open a Coors Light. I went with the ice cream.
How many scoops?
Just two. It was small, very modest.
Well,
it was a pint you were eating out of.
What's a scoop? You know,
a pint too. Haagen-Dazs,
like two spoonfuls. I didn't want because I had to eat it fast over the break because then I didn't want to sound like Pete Shepard eating on the radio, smacking my lips for an hour. So I ate it fast.
Got an ice cream headache?
No, I'm a professional. It doesn't happen to me.
Like Haagen-Dazs, it's like two big tablespoons, and the pint is done.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't. Like I said, it was just a little quickie during the top of the hour here. I didn't have time to
Bald Eagle,
get out a gallon.
Bald Eagle, what does this mean? Mustard on it? Or you're kidding?
I wasn't
going
to read it. I thought it was a joke.
I hope that's a joke.
There's no way that's good.
The gas pump guy likes to break the Oreo up and put it in milk. Oh, that's delicious. My sister used to do that.
Delicious. It's like a McFlurry, just a little looser.
Yeah. Anyway. A lot looser. Boot Camp says, new Girl Scout cookies are amazing. The Adventurefuls
indulgent brownie-inspired cookies topped with caramel-flavored cream, or is it creme, with a hint of sea salt. Now, that does sound delightful.
Wow.
Love the sea salt at the end.
Checking lots of boxes there.
Yeah.
Sign me up. What's it called? Adventurefuls.
Adventurefuls.
Huh.
Yeah. All right.
Real quick, there is a report out there from Dolphins Nation, official Twitter page of Dolphin Nation. It's not a blue check mark, 11,100 followers.
I know those guys, yeah.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
Deshaun Watson report, Deshaun Watson would almost certainly still waive his no-trade clause for Miami.
So it wasn't about Brian Flores.
Well.
Okay.
No, not exclusively at least.
And by the way, with the latest report of his fractured relationship with he and Tua, he basically told Tua he sucks so bad he wishes he had drafted Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
I saw that. He was livid with Tua's performance at Tennessee, probably rightfully so. And yeah. Something that concerned me was, I forget who had it, maybe Barry Jackson. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, report coming out that Tua on off days was not coming into the facility putting work in. He was going out golfing.
Yes, I heard. I saw that too. Again, I don't know how much true. But
again,
you're right. But
I don't like hearing that.
So the coach loses.
But
his
off
job
days are off days. I mean, off days are off days.
Yes, for 50
except quarterbacks.
Two of the 53. Right. That's my thought. At least I don't think Tom Brady, when he was a rookie or a second-year player, was going golfing, you know, on Mondays and Tuesdays. He, I'm pretty sure, was in there all the time.
Let me tell you something, man. When Tom was single for a couple of years, trust me, Mondays and every team has Tuesday off. But he was not alone. Him and a couple of guys, they go at it pretty hard on a Monday night, go with Tuesday.
Really?
Off. I've seen some guys take off or fly back to. More so on a long weekend, but he put the time in. Don't get me wrong, but when the guys that are single, they go out on Monday nights and know they have Tuesday off, and you better be ready for Wednesday. But that's right. But still,
all right. Good to know.
I don't know.
A little peek behind the curtain. Mm. Let's welcome in young Officer Sean. We can't leave the officer waiting long here. Let's get him on here. Sean, big week for your Giants. They finally pulled the trigger on Joe Judge. After last time we talked to you, we already knew about Gettleman. Your thoughts, please.
Well, first off, I can say that, by the way, Mega Stuff Oreos are great. Love them.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
I like them. I like all Oreos. So, not all of them, but Giants firing Joe Judge, I'm happy about it. It sucks because I like him as a person.
Yeah.
Very likable person. When it comes to football, not so much. Especially when you're on fourth down in the, it's like fourth and one or fourth and two, and you're on the opponent's side of the field. He always punted it, and that was just about it.
Yeah.
So... glad we got rid of him because he doesn't take chances when it came to games, sadly. Otherwise, personally, he was a good person, just not a good coach.
Yeah.
How do you know he was a good person? I mean, what's a good person? Someone who says hello. What's a good person?
The way you see it is he was bonding with all the players. He when it came to the whole Jason Garrett thing, a lot of people were blaming, the offense's terrible execution. And it was the offense fault, and Garrett is just a victim and a scapegoat for it. But, he took the player's side and agreed that, it wasn't just the players. It was also Jason Garrett's bland play calling like it was back in the 2000s. And
to me, he's not likable. He's not likable, and I don't think he'll ever be a head coach ever again. Ever.
I don't think so either. Unless he buffs up on his football knowledge and everything and doesn't, punt it every four.
Did you see SportsCenter this morning?
Territory.
He got about 8 cases of beer delivered to his house. They showed the guy with the dolly with 8 cases of beer.
He got all his assistants and families over saying thank you for the good
job. I know.
All the ones that were fired got like, I don't know. I finally heard John Morrow's finally stepping up and deciding that he's not going to, he's going to interview the GMs, but they're going to take their time instead of rushing like they did with Dave Gettleman.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm happy about that. I'm just worried more about Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley's future because now they're saying no one's position is guaranteed. And honestly, Daniel Jones, I'm still on the fence. I still think he can be a quarterback. He just needs some offensive line. And I want to see how he can do when he has a full, healthy offensive line protect him as a quarterback.
Well, I want to see who becomes the GM and who the coach is. And the Mara family, and all their siblings and cousins and third cousin twice removed, stay out of it.
That's what I'm hoping. Because I honestly want to see Brian Flores come to New York. I think he would do great in New York. I think he'd know how to use Saquon Barkley the right way, not rush him only 10 times a game. And then, you know, people will sit here and talk bad on Saquon's name. They'll be like, he only rushed like 40 yards. I'm like, yeah, and he only had 10 carries on 40 yards. What do you expect that?
Yeah, but you know what? Flores had problems developing a quarterback because he was behind a bad offensive line in Miami. That's the exact situation he'd be getting in New York.
Well, in New York, that's true, but we also do have two first-round picks, and I think the 5th and the 7th, which I'm hoping Giants and John Mara use to address at least one of the offensive line positions. Because we're sold at left tackle. We got Andrew Thomas at left tackle. He made a big jump from his rookie season, which I'm actually very happy to see. Yeah. Is that, you know, he made that jump from being one of the worst left tackles to being one of the best. So I know we're secured at left tackle. I don't know how it's going to go for the guard. And I think Matt Pert can do good at right tackle. He just needs to be given the time. Joe Judge never really gave him the time. I think he waits like the end of the season to start Matt Pert, and that's where you saw Matt Pert starting to do good at the right tackle. So I think it's just the two guards. The center I'm not worried about because Nick Gates is expecting him to come back next season. So I'm hoping, because I want to see him play more center because he never really got a fair shot or, you know,
he'd do this all day, Sean, but I mean, it really comes down to just wait to see who the GM and the coach are because there's going to be some changes. There's no
all right, only
about
97 days till the draft, Sean.
How's the job
we're
going?
There.
How's the job
that's
going?
What I'm looking forward to. It's not even about the postseason for me. It's the draft at this point. I don't, as a football fan, I'll still watch, you know, the postseason and everything because, you know, it's still football, but.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for the draft. I'm waiting for, you know, free agency next year in the draft to see who the Giants can pick up and who they're cutting.
How's the job going? And, you know, you're having to, you know, ward off all the ladies because of the uniform?
I mean, it's doing good so far. I mean, no, you know, it's typical working in a prison type setting. I'm, you know, making sure people don't fight.
Nobody knows what that means, typical working in a prison situation. A lot of people get to do that.
Like, if you ever seen Beyond Scared Straight or like 60
yes,
Days in Jail?
I have.
Kind of,
Shawshank,
you know,
Redemption.
But those are high-profile prisons with, you know, 90%. Do you get all sorts?
That's what Charlotte County, Charlotte County, the Charlotte Correctional Institute, I mean, it's not, they got murderers, they got rape, they got everything you can think of under the sun. No. Anything that's over a year in jail, which is a lot of high-profile crimes too, we have people that are in there for life. It's just, you know, making sure that they're not hurting each other.
You got a hole? Like, put them in a hole?
No.
No.
No,
it's all
no, but we do have a
barracks.
We do have a cage we put them in if they want to misbehave.
All right, I'm getting the rap sign, but I do want to hear more about this next time we speak.
All right, yeah, I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Because you guys are off Monday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, we're off Monday. Yeah. We're off Monday.
No, I'll talk to you.
Either next Tuesday or next Friday. We'll continue to get more information about what your work atmosphere is like because I find it fascinating. I really do. And
that sounds good.
All right.
All right, man. Have a great weekend, Sean. We'll talk to you later. That is Officer Sean, everybody. Yeah. All right.
I went
way late there.
Yeah, okay. You did.
My bad. Wild card weekend coming up here. Saturday. We got lots of football for you here. The doubleheader on ESPN Southwest Florida. Coverage starts at 4. Bengals hosting the Raiders. Followed by the Patriots and the Bills. Listen to every snap of the playoffs on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks to our NFL playoff sponsor, Twin Peaks. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass, ESPN Southwest Florida. It is the Sheeman and Shepard Show. Hey, guys. How's it going on a Friday afternoon?
Don't even.
I thought I'd try and pull it off, but my raspy voice just cracked. Harry Carey is he's out under the weather a little bit, so he'll be back next week. We wish him well. So I know a lot of people are disappointed. He did make his predictions. I think the Bills by 50. Country Sucks is texted in. Hey, just watched a snowbird do a U-turn on a red left lane.
Oh, good God.
Stay safe, everyone. Yes.
You're serious?
It's getting hectic out on the roads. I saw a couple instances
hectic
this morning.
Hectic or stupid? Both.
Yeah, same thing.
What'd you see this morning?
Just some impatient driver not just trying to crowd the middle lane of, 6 miles Cypress. And it's just unnecessary. And then getting on their horn and honking, just acting like a...
Not going anywhere, so they can get to work 10 seconds faster.
Yeah.
Or wherever they're going.
Right. Like, just...
work, forget it. No, those are the ones that don't work.
I got to tell you, I'm spoiled here. I got no traffic after the show.
Yeah.
I kind of like it over here.
Yeah, what's it like walking from the... I went through there. What's it like walking from the den or wherever you are into the TV room?
It's wonderful.
Missy have dinner ready for you?
A couple of nights she did.
Well, you have ice cream already, so you had... So the best just thing about being an adult is that, when you want a cookie, you can have a cookie or ice cream.
That.
Yeah, you don't ruin your appetite because there'll be another one, close by.
I stopped by Sun Harvest this morning on the way into work. I just had a hankering for some strawberry orange juice, so I stopped in and got myself the personal size and the half gallon for the family.
Really?
Because I think of the others that live in my house. And
you really do.
They have the ice cream machines back there. Craig, have you ever had the ice cream from Sun Harvest?
Not since I was a child.
So,
in fact, I was there in the spring, and the line was too freaking long. I didn't get any.
There was nobody in the parking lot, which was crazy for a Friday morning.
Wow.
And it crossed my mind. I thought maybe I should get myself just a little Friday morning treat, a little key lime chocolate swirl in a cone. I didn't do it, though. I didn't do
it. For breakfast? You
should have. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I almost did it. I did
well,
not,
Well, it is
though.
Citrusy.
That would have been cool. I would have applauded that move, Chris, had you done that.
Oh, the guy in front of me did it, and I was like, wow, that's life goals right there, sir. So, I want to be in your position one day. Retired, shopping at Sun Harvest on a Friday morning, getting a key lime chocolate swirl cone.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Let me tell you, I love key lime. I love key lime anything.
And Chris, that building has been here since it used to be the only building when we would get off the highway on our way to Sanibel when I was like 10 years old and vacation down here.
Yeah.
That was we finally made it into Fort Myers and we would stop off there.
There was nothing else built around it.
Nothing.
I mean, even in my lifetime, I remember where that was just, it was a bunch of trees and there was nothing between the Sun Harvest and the Walmart. Like that was nothing, which I guess it's still, there's some shop businesses over there, but.
Wow. Right. Canadian Moose Knuckles has checked in. I guess he's part of a auto body shop. He says we have over 150 wrecks in our shop. We're booked until March.
Well, business is up.
Yeah.
Business is booming, AB.
Business is booming
business
with the idiots.
Booming.
The driver, that's, you root for, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but you you're going to get your share of accidents.
No sleepless in Seattle. I did not give Harry COVID. All right. Oh, see, that was a short segment. We got to go.
Yeah.
We got what you got. We'll give you our best bets remaining for the show, basically, and get you ready for a 3-day holiday weekend, everybody. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Backstreet's Bar and Grill, 47 Terrace in Cape Coral. Thank you for the kind text here during the break from Wizard of Oz and Homie the Clown. And I am 2-2. 2-2 this week. Gave you a loser last night. Bucks and Warriors. Steph Curry let me down. They didn't crack 100. I'm going back to the well, though. The Warriors.
They got crushed. They were down by 30 at halftime. They only had 38 points.
More than 30.
Wasn't it 71-38 or something at halftime?
Well,
I only missed the over-under by 6.
I know.
The Warriors didn't do squat.
No, they were.
They were bad.
I'm thinking Steph's going to get back on track. They're at the Bulls. The Bulls are on fire lately. Well, so
until they just lost
the other, but they won what?
Well, I mean, over the trend here, they can score. I'm gonna say over 222 on this one tonight. Warriors Bulls put me down. That'll get me over 500 for the week and back on track.
Well, I'm 4-1 on the week, and I like the 76ers tonight over my Celtics at -3 or -3.5. I got it at 3.5. Marcus Smart is out, and normally I would say, all right, but he is usually pretty good at using a double team against Embiid. And the Sixers have won 7 of 8. Celtics are playing really well lately also, but I got to think that Philly can win this game by a couple of buckets tonight by at least 6. So I'm going with the 76ers. Did you get a 3-team parlay, whatever you did the other night, Chris, before on
Yeah, I did not hit it.
Oh,
I was 0 for 3, oh. Actually.
Just missed by this.
So, just missed.
Actually, this is going to be a real hoot for everybody. I've given out 5 losers this week.
The goose egg?
But, Craig Sheeman.
Yeah.
Got 2 plays for you tonight.
All right, I'm writing them down.
One's a parlay.
Yeah. Ooh.
We're going to go Panthers on the money line, so -190. Ooh, Avs yeah. -1.5 goals, that's -200. You yeah. parlay it together, you're getting like plus 105, 110, something nice. Like that. So it's pretty much a straight bet. And I had it written down, Pete. I also really like your Sixers laying the 3.5, or the Pipe Sixers laying the 3.5 yeah. against your Celtics tonight.
Right.
Parlay them all together. Who cares?
Why not?
Sounds good.
Why not?
We got Everblades. What time does that start?
6:45 or thereabout. They're in Greenville taking on the Swamp Rabbits. And speaking of hot teams, the Everblades have been playing good hockey lately.
Not only that, but they have not lost on the road this year, even though they're 13-0-3-2, I believe. 13-0-2-3, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then tomorrow we start NFL football at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
And then it pretty much doesn't stop till, well, we do our show. Well, yeah. We don't do a show Monday.
No,
and,
back on Tuesday.
Pick up football Monday night football, too.
In fact, we'll have the Everblades playing. I think they play Atlanta on Monday.
Yeah, noontime?
12:30
face-off, but I think that's sort of 12:15 pregame.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So
pregame meal, 5 a.m. for that team.
5 a.m. It's not healthy. Got to talk to Brad next time about that.
He doesn't schedule it.
Let the boys sleep in, Coach.
Yeah.
Right. No morning skate that day, so that's good.
I was going to say, do it like we used to do back when we were kids in the winter and the pond froze over. You just get up, you throw some Cheerios in your face, and you go outside, put the skates on, and go.
Oh, they'll be pulling in around 3 a.m., getting on the bus after the game.
When I was 6 years old, I remember my first ever practice as a midget squirts midgets. Peewee bent. All I know is it was 6 o'clock in the morning and it was beyond freezing.
Yeah. Can you call your little league midgets anymore? Is that
it's midget
in race cars and
I
hockey?
I can't believe it's midget squirts, peewees, and then
it's like back. That's backwards.
Bantam,
of,
then bantams
of football.
Seems politically incorrect.
Football.
Yeah, it was just that's what they called it.
Yeah, football. We went Mighty Mites, Junior Peewee, Peewee.
Mm-hmm.
Junior midget.
Yeah.
So that was the oldest.
Seems wrong. Seems outdated.
Well, then you had Little League, Babe Ruth, Senior Babe Ruth, and if you're lucky enough, American Legion.
Good times. Good memories.
Coach, stay care if you're going to those games.
Now we're just sitting on the couch, staying warm, watching football this weekend. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully y'all have a 3-day weekend like we do with Martin Luther King Day on Monday. Mm-hmm. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.